Well, hello again, and welcome to the Folk Brothers, an hour of transatlantic folk roots and acoustic music here on KDRT LP 95.7 in Davis, online at kdrt.org. I'm your brother Peter.
And I'm your brother Bill. Happy to be with you again this Wednesday morning. And I'm beginning to think it's an unfortunately beautiful morning because we haven't had any rain in January. And we started off to a great year, but things are falling behind now and people are becoming concerned again. But it is a beautiful weather-wise morning, but we need the rain.
A windy Wednesday morning, and while I was signing the log here to come on, I noticed it's 2/2/22, so happy February 2nd to you, brother.
Happy February 2nd to you as well.
And what do we got this morning? I've got a tribute to the late Norma Waterson, and my brother's got a bunch of stuff, and we'll try to keep you happy for the next 58 minutes or so, so please stay tuned.
Question how it grows up from the land. So who am I to wish I wasn't just the way I am? Who am I? Why can't you see? A crooked tree won't fit into the mill machine. They'll have to grow wild and free. Oh, I'd rather be a crooked tree. A crooked tree.
I've been working through the nights with nothing much to show. And somewhere in this old dirt, there's bound to be some gold. Something real that you can feel, something you can hold.
No more one last time, no more second chances to one out all the lines. No more country dance. No lies left to tell. All that's left is farewell. All that's left is farewell. Won't you let your jelly gel?
And that's Terry Allen and the Panhandle Mystery Band featuring Shannon McNally on the co-vocals there. All That's Left is Fare Thee Well from Hit's most recent album, Just Like Moby Dick. And I don't know if you caught it, but it was incredible. This last week's Austin City Limits features a full hour of Terry Allen and the Panhandle Mystery Band. Had a huge band there with Shannon McNally and Charlie Sexton on lead guitar, Lloyd Maines playing lap steel dobro, his son Buka Allen on accordion, Richard Bowden also on fiddle and mandolin, and more. It was wonderful. I highly recommend you go check that out. Terry Allen on Austin City Limits. At the top of the set, Tim O'Brien with the title track from The Crossing, and then something new from Molly Tuttle and her band The Golden Highway. Crooked Tree is the name of the tune that we listened to from a forthcoming album of the same name. Molly Tuttle was just in Sacramento last week. You know, I was talking to my brother about this. You know, there are people touring, but a lot of people aren't going out to gigs. It's really bad in the sense that, these artists need our support, but it's just not happening right now, unfortunately. Okay. Well, I guess my brother's going to – he's going to read us a public service announcement.
All right, I'll read it now. I was going to wait until the next break, but I'll go ahead and read it now. I want to tell you about All Things Right and Relevant, and I visited them the other day. I actually bought something. All Things Right and Relevant is a large thrift and consignment store that profits mental health programs throughout Yolo County, including Citizens Who Care, Davis Community Meals, and Yolo Family Service Agency. Operated by the mental health clients, R&R stocks furniture, collectibles, and clothing for men, women, and children. Right and Relevant is located in East Davis on Spafford Drive near the corner of 5th Street and Pena Drive. For more information, call them at 530-759-9648 or visit rrconsignments.org. And as my brother pointed out, they are not requiring proof of vaccination or a mask to visit the store.
Do you actually go in? I thought
I did.
Oh. Interesting. You didn't have to wear a mask to go in.
No, I wore a mask. Yeah, I'm sorry. They're not. I get carried away sometimes. They're not requiring vaccination proof, but a mask is required.
Well, as opposed, I was going to say that ASPCA donation requires you to make a reservation in advance, whereas you could just drop off stuff right at the curb at all. Right.
I've never dropped off things at the curb for All Things Right and Relevant, but Goodwill does that.
Okay. Back to the music.
Enough of that.
On a sad note, Norma Waterson passed away this past Sunday, which was January 30th. She was born in the northeast of England in Hull in 1939 and raised by her grandparents along with her brother Mike and sister Lal. And they were quite musical young people, and in their late teens, along with their cousin John Harrison, they formed a few different groups, but ultimately a traditional, mainly a cappella folk quartet, which they called the Watersons. And their first album came out in 1965. They toured incessantly and kind of were, people said they were kind of like the Beatles of the folk scene back in the late 60s. But then they split up in the late 60s when Norma, it's a really interesting story. She moved to Jamaica, I think, to follow a man. But she became a DJ on Radio Antilles and, playing reggae, I assume. Very interesting transition.
That's my understanding, playing reggae music, reggae DJ.
Well, she was there for 3 or 4 years, and she came back in 72, and the Watersons reformed without John Harrison. Eventually, Martin Carthy replaced Harrison. Martin Carthy, young guitarist and singer, and eventually they married. That is, Norma Waterson and Martin Carthy got married and had a daughter, Eliza Carthy, who's well-known in folk circuits. And in 94, after the Watersons kind of gave up for the last time, Norma, Eliza, their daughter, and Martin, along with a box player, Saul Rose, formed a group called Waterson-Carthy that kind of gigged right into the 2000s. Norma also released something like 5 solo albums, the most recent in 2018, even though her health had been failing for many years. So it wasn't really a surprise that she passed away last week. But in any way, it's really hard to understate the contribution that Norma Waterson and the Watersons made to English folk music and the folk revival of the 60s. So I'm going to play a set of music that features Norma Waterson's voice in a number of different projects that she took part in. We'll start off with the Watersons themselves from one of their early albums and King Arthur's Servants here on The Folk Brothers.
In good King Arthur's days, he was a merry king. He threw 3 servants out of his house because they wouldn't sing.
Because they wouldn't sing. Because they wouldn't sing. He threw 3 servants out of his house because they wouldn't sing.
The first he was a miller, and the second he was a weaver, and the third he was a little tailor, 3 thieving rogues together.
3 thieving rogues together, 3 thieving rogues together, and the third he was a little tailor, 3 thieving rogues together.
The miller, he stole corn, and the weaver, he stole yarn, and the little tailor, he stole broadcloth for to keep these 3 rogues warm.
For to keep these 3 rogues warm, for to keep these 3 rogues warm, and the little tailor, he stole broadcloth for to keep these 3 rogues warm.
The miller he drowned in his dam, and the weaver he hung on his yarn, and the devil put his foot on the little tailor with a broadcloth under his arm.
With a broadcloth under his arm, with a broadcloth under his arm, and the devil put his foot on the little tailor with a broadcloth under his arm.
Well, an outlandish knight from the northern lands came. He came wooing of me. He told me he'd take me up to the northlands. There he would marry me. Go fetch me some of your father's gold, some of your mother's fee, and two of the best of your father's horses there. Stands 33. She's fetched him some of her father's gold, some of her mother's fee, and two of the best of her father's horses. There stands 33. Then she's mounted on a white steed, he's rode the dapple grey. They rode till they came to the broad riverside, 3 hours before it was day. Lie down, my pretty fair maid, lie down, cried he. Six pretty maidens I've grounded here, and the seventh one you shall. In the salt water sea. Go get me a sickle to crop off the thistle that grows beneath the brim. It won't not mingle with my curly locks or mangle my glittering skin. He's got the sickle to crop off the thistle that grows beneath the brim. She's caught him down by his middle so small, tumbling into the stream. Sometimes he sank, sometimes he swam, down to the bank came he. Oh, help me, oh, help me, my pretty fair maid, or drowned in I shall. Lie there, you false-hearted man, lie there instead of me. Six pretty maidens you've drowned here, but the seventh one has drowned me. Led the dapple grey. She rode till she came to her father's door, an hour before it was day. But the parrot was up in his window so high, on hearing the lady did say, I was afraid that some ruffians had done you harm, you've tarried so long. Don't tell no tales of me. Your cage will be made of the glistening gold, and your perch of the best ivory. But her father was up in the bedroom so high, hearing the parrot did say, what is the matter, my pretty Polly? You've cried so long before day. Well, there came an old cat in my window high to take my life away. And I was just calling my young mistress to scare that old pussy away.
fell in the street in a drunken heap. There's bright water all around me, and the cheap red wine in me drunken brain has left a burning flame in me belly. I don't need nobody helping me. I don't need nobody's arms around me. If I was a black beetle upside down, I could kick all night long and never turn around. But I'm flat on me back in the rainbow rain. Still I know in the morning I'll be on me feet again. Just can't get a grip of the ground. I'm upside down the right way round. I promise thee, my shameless lady, who laughs out loud in the sad patient night, always to be honestly thee. In me waking dreams or me drunken nights, I don't fear the yawning sunshine morning. I'm forward running back again. Fell in the street in a drunken heap. There's bright water all around me, and the cheap red wine in me drunken brain has left a burning flame in me belly. I don't need nobody helping me. I don't need no booger's arms around me.
I was born and raised in Texas. My past you must not know. For to seek a refuge from the law, where the sage and the pinions grow. Blue Mountain, your eyes, your deep. Blue Mountain, your side so steep. Blue Mountain, with a horse head on your side, my love you've won to keep.
Well, the brand I ride and sleep a calves on the side, along the hip side and shoulder, before I get older. Zapatero, don't you tan my hide.
Blue Mountain, your eyes, your side so steep. Blue Mountain, with a horse head on your side, my love you want to keep.
Well, I chummed up with Ladico Gordon, and we drink at the Blue Goose Saloon. danced all night with the Mormon gals, and ride home by the light of the moon.
Blue Mountain, your eyes are deep. Blue Mountain, its sights are steep. Blue Mountain, with a horse head on your side, my love you've won to keep.
Well, I trade down at morn's store. There's bullet holes in his front door, and his calico treasure my pony can measure when I'm drunk and I'm feeling sore.
Blue Mountain, your eyes are deep. Blue Mountain, your sights so steep. Blue Mountain, with a horse head on,
summer they say that it's fine. When those wintry winds I don't whine. But tell me, dear brother, if you want a mother, why there's ever the orchard climb.
Blue Mountain, your eyes,
and the hot sun chills me to the bone. When I can't hear the song for the singer, and I can't tell my pillow from a stone, I will walk alone by the black muddy river and sing me a song of mine. The black muddy river, sing me a song.
And that is Norma Waterson with the Hunter Garcia song Black Muddy Water. Comes from her eponymously titled album that came out in 1996. A song written, of course, by Hunter Garcia. I think she learned it from the Grateful Dead. And you could hear Richard Thompson's dulcet tones there on that track. At the top of that set, which is a tribute to the late Norma Waterson, the Watersons with King Arthur's Servants from their, I think, their second album that came out in 66, the Watersons. And then Waterson Carthy with The Outlandish Night from A Dark Light that came out in 2013. And then from the great Bright Phoebus album, Mike and Lal Waterson, her sister and her siblings' album, Norma singing their song Red Wine and Promises. That was an album that came out in 72, extremely influential album in the British folk rock realm. And then something from a group called Blue Murder. Blue Murder was kind of a mainly a cappella singing group which featured members of Waterson Carthy, as well as Coop Boys and Simpson, another a cappella English singing group. And they did the song Blue Mountain, which she probably heard from the singing of Terry Gilgeson, an album he put out in the 50s, but was written by, as my brother pointed out, a judge and lawyer in Utah named Fred Keller, who was a cowboy. A wonderful song, and my brother said it was also a song that's also been recently revised by, what, Bob Weir? Is that correct?
Well, that was the thing. He didn't revive it on that album. That was the title track of his recent album. Came out 4 or 5 years ago, and I forget who joined him on that, but they gave no songwriting credits, and they did the song pretty much exactly as it was written.
Yeah.
And I have a question. Are Coop Boys and Simpson the Watersons' accountants?
Yeah, it's a great name, isn't it? Yeah. So then we listen to... Waterson Carthy with we finished that set after Blue Mountain with Norma Waterson from her solo album doing the Hunter Garcia song Black Muddy Water. And the passing of Norma Waterson is another kind of seminal moment in the kind of passing of the old realm of the British folk revival, I would say.
I would say so. And Norma Waterson, Martin Carthy, and their family and friends were indeed really, really influential in the world of British traditional music and carrying it forward into some of the more British folk rock styles that came out. And they will be missed.
Indeed.
Moving right along. Another person who recently passed away, another traditional British singer, a fellow named Tony Barrand. Tony Barrand was English, and he came to the U.S., and he got a Ph.D., and I forget in what field he got his Ph.D., but lived out his life in Vermont, and he performed with a fellow named John Roberts, who has been through Davis 3 or 4 times over the years, and this is from an album that he and John Roberts did called A Present from the Gentleman. And I'm going to play a song called A Smuggler's Song, which is from Rudyard Kipling's Puck of Pook Hill. And Kipling lived for a while in Brattleboro, Vermont, which I did not know, which Tony was calling home at the time. And this setting is by their good friend, the late Peter Bellamy.
His feet. Don't go drawing back the blinds, nor looking in the street. Them that asks no questions isn't told a lie. Watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by. 25 ponies trotting through the dark, with brandy for the parson, a baccy for the clerk. Laces for a lady and letters for a spy. Watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by. Running round the wood lump, if you chance to find little barrels roped and tarred, all full of brandy wine. Don't you shout to come and look, nor use them for your play. Put the brushwood back again, they'll be gone next day. If you see a stable door setting open wide, if you see a tired horse lying down inside, if your mother mends a coat all cut about and tore, if the lining's wet and warm, don't you ask no more. If you see King George's men all dressed in blue and red, you be careful what you say and mindful what is said. If they call you pretty names and chuck you neath the chin, don't you tell where no one is, nor yet where no one's been. Knocks and footsteps round the house, whistles after dark. You've no cause to run and look until the house dogs bark. Trusty's here and pinchers here and see how dumb they lie. They don't fret to follow while the gentlemen go by. You've been told, likely there's a chance you'll be given a dainty doll all the way from France, with a cap of Valenciennes and a velvet hood, a present from the gentleman along of being good. 25 ponies trotting through the dark, with brandy for the parson, a baccy for the clerk. Them that has no questions isn't told a lie. Watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by.
It happened on a Sunday afternoon, on a lovely, bright, crisp winter's afternoon, on a perfect day for walking. There was gunshot, stones and bullets on the lovely, bright, crisp winter's afternoon. There was chaos, panic and death, disbelief upon the faces, fear and bewilderment. Seconds seemed so long. Their fire and bullets at us. It was not supposed to be like this. Awesome to behold. And then their minds locked shut. 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 And they're amazed. Jackie Duddy and Willie Nash, Jerry Donaghy, Willie McKinney, George McKinney and Jim Ray, Johnny Johnston, Barney McGuigan, Paddy Doherty, Kevin McElhinney, John Young, Mickey Kelly, Hugh Gilmore, Michael McDade. Let us remember, it happened on a Sunday afternoon, on the lovely, bright, crisp winter's afternoon, on the perfect day for walking.
And that was Diane Kaye, a song called Losing Our Way from a recent release of his. I think it's only out as a single. And Diane Kaye is going to be out at Roostollers this Sunday with Joe Craven. The two of them are going to be performing together. And I'm not sure, but I know Diane Kaye has been around. I think he's been involved with Keith Grinninger and a lot of other musicians from the Santa Cruz area. So that should be a fun evening. Started the set off with John Roberts and Tony Barron, a smuggler's song, words taken from Rudyard Kipling. And then Christy Moore, Minds Locked Shut from his Graffiti Image album. And that is a song about Bloody Sunday. And the 50th anniversary of Bloody Sunday was this past Sunday, actually, April 30th. And on that date, English troops went in and massacred a group of Irish people who were protesting against the internment of the Irish prisoners in the H Block prisons, Her Majesty's prisons, Long Kesh and Armagh, which was the women's prison. And a really terrible day. And then finished that set off with Diane Kaye, Losing Our Way. Something else that's new to me I just learned about is back in the early 60s, Ralph Rinsler, John Cohen, and Israel Young got together and organized sort of a loose group called the Friends of Old Time Music. And they sponsored a series of concerts, bringing people to New York. They did about 13 or 14 concerts. And it was a lot of time. A lot of these people had been, it was the first time they had been heard. And one person who I had never heard of was a fellow named McKinley Peebles. And he was recorded at a New York concert where, although a Southerner by birth, he appeared as a New York City street singer. He was also known as Sweet Papa Stovepipe and born in 1897 in Virginia. And during the 1950s, he had preached and sung with Reverend Gary Davis. And apparently he did some recording with Reverend Gary Davis as well. And this is a song I really like called Tell Me Why You Like Roosevelt.
Tell me why you like Roosevelt. Oh, why you like Roosevelt, President. Then everybody knew he was a poor man's friend. Well, in the year 1945, the one best president laid down and died. We know how all the poor people felt when they received the message that the Lord told them. In his life, that was all indication. Warm Spring, Georgia, he sees salvation. Listen! Boy, don't you rush ya. Elizabeth Shannon, she grabbed the brush ya. She dipped it in the water and began to paint. She looked at the prayers and began to think. Never had painted a picture at night, so she knew that the president didn't look right. The time of day was 12 o'clock. The temple that Elizabeth, she has to stop. Great God Almighty, she stopped too late, so they called this an unfinished portrait. A little bit later, about 1:30, he had a several hemorrhage and the world looked muddy. They called the lamp to Washington, too. Thank God Almighty, they called it. The notified wife, Dr. Broom, said he died 3:35. Great God Almighty, won't the bell to tone, but less than 30 minutes, no worry anymore. I cried about Roosevelt. Oh, I cried about Roosevelt, the president. Then I cried about Roosevelt. Then everybody knew he was a poor man's friend. Well, Roosevelt administration, the Congress assembled, all of the poor folks began to tremble. The rich would ride in the automobile. The pressure made the poor folks rob and steal. They looked next door to our devil of neighbor. They wasn't getting anything for our labor. Great God Almighty, that the moonshine still brought about a crime wave of robbing and the killing. After all, the president's made us moan. Roosevelt stepped in and he gave us home. That's why I like Roosevelt. Oh, that's why I like Roosevelt. The president tell me why. Then everybody knew he was a poor man's friend. Well, it was only two presidents we ever felt. Abraham Lincoln and the Roosevelt. Way back in the olden days, Abraham Lincoln, he freed the slaves. Roosevelt administration, the Congress assembled. The first time in history, upon the Negro general, Benjamin Davis, I'm trying to relate. The first Negro general of the United States. It was racial prejudice was tried to rule out by the Negro leaders into the White House. I advocate a practice of labor. Let the poor man know you're out of matter face. I made Madam Methuselah the first lady of the land. You called the old book of Mr. Pudding Man. You're taking my feet out of my clay. And I haven't looked back at the WPA. That's why I like Roosevelt. Oh, that's why I like Roosevelt. The president tell me why I like Roosevelt. Then everybody knew he was a poor man's friend. Well, boy, I've told you this story about Roosevelt's life. The world can't say that he left a sweet wife. She hadn't been worried since she was a girl. After Roosevelt's death was the common of the world. She notified sons across the sea. Said, don't you get worried about poor me. Just keep on fighting victory. Don't worry about your father, cause the world is in mourning. I said about Roosevelt. Wasn't it sad about Roosevelt, the president? Wasn't it sad about Roosevelt? Then everybody know he was a poor man's friend. Well, in my God said just what he would do. If you make one step, he'll make two. He said it was a rockin' in the weary land. I know it's a shelter in the time of storm. When you're low, you're heavy, and you don't know what to do, call on Jesus, he's the president too. And while I wrote it down, well, and while I wrote it down, he's the president. Tell me what you want to do. Then everybody knew it was a poor man.
Wake up, baby, we're leaving this place. I can't stay here no more. Throw everything in the blue suitcase. I'm headed for the door. Can't stand the rain pouring through the roof. Water's rising around me, and that's the truth. It's colder than a night in East Duluth. Look at here. Like the blue suitcase. It's worse than that, my number is 9. I kill the judge's kin. 5-card stud in the railroad mine. I'd had me too much gin. I bet my daddy's watch on triple queens. Bo drew the damnedest straight I'd ever seen. I cut that cracker deep and mean and shot his buddy through the ear. Like the blues suitcase. We can't stay here with the moccasin snakes and the judge coming off the ridge. If the trouble just bore for Devil's Gate and meet me neat the bridge. I'm wetting my knife on the grinding stone. A 44-40 gonna bust some bones. I may go to hell, but I won't go alone. Like the blues suitcase. Like the blues suitcase.
In the background, as we fade out, a woman named Heather Serona from North Carolina, the title track from her album Head Above Water, and she has been joined on this by a number of the tunes by Andrew Marlin. Started the set off with McKinley Peebles, Tell Me Why You Like Roosevelt. I really like that song. And then a fellow who's new to me, Sperry Hunt, Blues Suitcase from his album Story Songs, and Heather Serona. And that about does it for us. Thank you for listening, and we will be back next week.
Have a good week.
I don't remember.